Right. I mean, the environment is a result of our past actions, but our environment is also a result of what we're presently thinking now. And if as societies we don't start to question what we're thinking, we're letting that past karma play out and we're actually increasing the damage.
And that further enhances what we learn in the Dharma text about being in the lower rank, suffering and committing further bad karma.
Right.
So it would just go down, down, down.
Yep. And that's what you see happening. I mean, you saw the violence on September 11th, and then you hear all sorts of people talking about more violence. And you just see, you know, this is creating more of the cause to have the same. Or you think of the person or people who are sending anthrax out in letters. Yeah? I mean, when we hear about creating the karma to have bad health, this is, you know, one example of it. It's very clear. You know, and that's just talking about after you've been born human, but, you know, in the lower realms, what are you going to experience there? But it's so easy to react to any of these things with more anger and more violence. Yeah? And because our minds are uncontrolled, and because we all want to be happy, we don't want to suffer, we don't know the correct way to be happy, so we mistakenly think that being angry and violent is going to bring happiness. And so then we create just more karma for the same. That creates karma for future lives, but it also creates karma right now for more suffering, doesn't it? Yeah. On the other hand, I think it's very important to understand that as Buddhists, when we talk about compassion, we're not just saying that we don't respond to this. We're not just saying, oh, we're so compassionate, we have compassion for all the terrorists. We have compassion for Osama bin Laden. I think I'll invite him home for dinner. You know, I don't have any prejudice. He's very kind. Let's invite him home for dinner. You know, we don't have to do anything. Let's just stick our head in the ground and pretend this didn't happen. Yeah? Compassion is not an excuse to become like an ostrich with our head in the ground, ignoring the reality of the situation. Okay, just because we don't have to happen to be living in the middle of it. Okay, so there needs to be response, and things need to be done. Compassion doesn't mean we just roll over and ignore the whole thing. Okay, we need to be very active, but we need to be wisely active. Okay, so that's the point. Don't think that, oh, all this stuff, talk about compassion is just making everything sweet again, you know, because that's not going to work.